Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the World Socialist website is saying Arizona assassination spree tied to political right. Oh, really? Well, his favorite book was The Communist Manifesto, and he liked to dress up like a woman. The Grim Reaper was called very liberal by his friends. I mean, just incredible. Sheriff Mack, I've got the New American Magazine here in front of me. This is linked up on InfoWars and Prison Planet. ATF plans registration in border states. Now they're trying to extrajudicially say they want, when people buy rifles, for it to be reported to the ATF, not just go through the NICS system. But the statistics I've read, most of the weapons being used by drug cartels down there are being bought from the military themselves. They're fully auto, and there's hand grenades and stuff.
Yeah, all that's true, and I guarantee you that none of the things that they want to do as far as registration or more background checks or more any kind of checks would have stopped this. That's why they have to take this, Alex, to the next level, and they've got to confiscate guns. That's the only thing that will have any appeasement to these gun grabbers. And, boy, we better be watching out, because this is a direct hit at the Second Amendment.
Well, I mean, regardless of who's really behind it, it looks staged. I mean, I've never seen them come out of the closet as tyrants this big. They even want the First Amendment. They say anything that could be construed as making someone else angry is going to be banned.
That's right. And so that means they're coming after you. They're coming after me. They're coming after the Tea Party movement. And it's really an amazing process how these things are exploited. And just as you mentioned, the little green girl's father said, you're not going to exploit my daughter's death to promote your own political liberal agenda, and especially to go after more gun control. What a great man.
Yeah, if one of my daughters was gunned down, I'll guarantee you 48 hours later, I would probably not even be able to talk. But you hear him break up and crack up, and it just tears my guts out.
It does me as well. I've shed tears over this over the weekend several times, especially when I knew it was that little girl, and especially Judge John Roll. Judge John Roll changed my life. A lot of what he did is what I'm doing now, because of what he did and what he stood for and what he said is in my books.
Now, you always talk about him.
And in my presentation.
You always talk about him when you're on the show.
Every time. Every time. Yes.
And a guy who likes to wear women's clothes and dress up like the Grim Reaper has killed him, and then we get to be blamed for it.
Absolutely astonishing that they can make that big of a turn. But when you get liberals who will not comply with principles of freedom, who will not comply with their oath of office, who now read the Constitution and then make fun of it afterwards, you know where this type of stuff can come from.
Unbelievable. We're about to go to break. Long segment coming up. We're going to take calls. But any other pieces of info you want to talk about dealing with Judge Roll?
On page 2 of my little book, he says this, and this is what I've quoted on your show numerous times. I'm reading right out of my book. Federal District Judge John Roll, Mac is thus forced to choose between keeping his oath or obeying the law, subjecting himself to possible sanctions. He was really worried about the sanctions that were going after me. He protected me because they said in the Brady Bill that they would arrest me if I failed to comply, or any other sheriff. And so Judge Roll stood up for me in particular because I was the only one filing the lawsuit at that time.
Isn't that interesting? You get this conservative Democrat. You get this federal patriot judge killed by this ultra-liberal. And it's so convenient now the media gets to blame it on the Tea Party. Boy, isn't that convenient. That's very... And he's running around everywhere saying he's under mind control. But we're just supposed to ignore that, huh, Sheriff?
Yeah, let's just don't look at the man behind the curtain.
I'd like to know who his psychiatrist was. We'll be right back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Representative Carolyn McCarthy, whose husband and son were killed on that commuter train back in the early 90s, by that other lunatic. It was done in an area where it's a victim disarmament zone. No guns allowed predominantly in many areas of the state, but 100% gun ban on that train. You notice these people love generally to go where it's a school or some other place where they know people aren't going to be armed so they can carry out their ghoulish deed. And as the culture and the media hypes it and hypes it, mentally ill people get the idea, well, I'll go commit suicide by waving a gun around on the Brooklyn Bridge and the cops will come and shoot me. And that's what this guy talked about. He talked about his assassination, how the police would then assassinate him. But that didn't happen. This lunatic's now going to be in a supermax prison for the rest of his life and probably executed after a few decades of that. But McCarthy readies gun control bill. And in her bill, she says, and we will not allow him to have an arsenal of ammunition like he had. So she says, not only will semi-automatic guns of any type be banned in the bill she's about to introduce, but she went on to say that he will not be allowed to have the amount of ammo he had. So I guess now having 18 rounds is a arsenal. I guess you get one bullet, kind of like Australia, Richard Mack?
Yeah, I saw her comments. I've actually debated her back during the Brady Bill times. She is a woman who cares nothing about history. She cares nothing about the rule of law. She believes that gun control somehow would have made her family safer. Well, they already had gun control. control, just as you mentioned, extreme gun control. So the only thing, as we were pointing out earlier, Alex, that can take us to the next level is not more background checks. The only thing can be confiscation and complete gun control, which means innocent, law-abiding citizens will not be able to get these.
But then that doesn't work in Mexico. They've got a crime rate off the charts compared to us.
Absolutely. In fact, Mexico is a war zone, and citizens are not allowed to have guns there. No one is. And yet it is a war zone there. And, in fact, the drug war has destroyed that country, almost completely stopping tourism in the northern part of the area because people are afraid to go down there anymore.
Well, here's a quote. Here's a quote by McCarthy. She says that my staff is working on looking at different legislation fixes that we might be able to do to introduce as early as today. That was yesterday. She said tomorrow. She goes on here to say that many said that people with a history of mental instability, like the alleged shooter, Jared Lee Loughner, should not be able to buy a gun. Well, I mean, how do you know beforehand? And no one should be able to buy stockpiles of ammunition used by the 22-year-old assailant. He had 18 rounds of... So that's a stockpile now? What does that mean?
It means you and I are in trouble and other law-abiding citizens. We are the ones that they're going to attack. This is something that they are loving to exploit what this was for their own gun control liberal agenda. And that's why I told my son, I know darn well who this shooter is, because this is something that they had to have happen.
We got a lot of phone calls here. We're going to continue with phone calls right through Larry Pratt coming up in about 30 minutes. I'm going to go into the fourth hour today as well. I'll make sure we get to everybody because I've got a lot of other points that I haven't made yet. And I want to speak directly to the gun grabbers coming up briefly in the start of the next hour. But right now, I'm going to hurry through these. Question or quick comment for Sheriff Richard Mack. John in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. You know, Australia, Canada, and Britain used to have the same gun rights we did, but because of the same cookie-cutter, lone, deranged gunman, now they lost all their rights. And not only that, they have free speech restrictions there now, too, where you can't say certain things or they put you in jail. They're almost what I call soft-core communist police states. And that's what the globalists have really got designed for this country. They got to have gun control. We're the last country besides us and Switzerland are the only two countries where they have free access to the guns, so they got to have an excuse to get them out of our hands.
And a few years ago, they had a psychiatric patient go into one of their state governments and kill a bunch of people. I mean, how many times do we have to see this repeat itself over and over and over again? It's very suspicious. Anything else, John?
No, that's just about it.
Sheriff Mack, your comments on what John just said.
Well, he's absolutely correct, and everything that has failed in Europe, we now want to embrace in America, and our leaders here are doing it, including the one that led us in a moment of prayer this morning from the White House lawn.
Disgusting. He just prays that he'd be able to enslave us. Let's talk to Dave in Ohio. Dave, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? How you doing, Sheriff?
Good, thanks.
Yes, I had come across something on YouTube on Congresswoman Gifford's YouTube channel. She has the part of them where you subscribe to other channels.
She has two friends, and one of them is the Grim Reaper Loughner.
Now, what is that? I mean, was that before or after? Was it hacked? I mean, that's just
kind of
weird.
We've checked it, and it appears that it happened after the shooting. We've gone to the Google archive, and it looks like it wasn't there just a few weeks ago.
And I just have a message to the usurping, gun-grabbing, slime filth of this country. Come and take it.
Well, that is the issue. If they do try to disarm us like the Nazis did, it's gonna be a serious situation. And that's what the globalists want, folks. Let's fix the country peacefully. Let's take our counties and cities back. Let's not let them use fake terror and hyped-up events to scare us into submission, to give up our First Amendment or our Second Amendment or our property rights. Let's stand strong and come together. And that's why, and we're going to play this later, Congresswoman Giffords, she was talking about shattering the left-right paradigm. And for a Democrat, was pretty conservative on the border and Second Amendment. And a lot of Democrats, had been attacking her for voting against Nancy Pelosi and others.
Exactly. She was independent. She was an Arizonan by heart. And so she was standing for her people on several issues. Yeah, she was still a Democrat on some issues, but on some real key issues. She was very independent and very Arizona.
And a guy that all his friends called very liberal, extremely liberal, who liked to dress up like a girl, who liked to dress up like the Grim Reaper, in between the time he was doing voodoo rituals in his own little voodoo temple in the backyard that mommy and daddy, I guess, knew about and let him have at 20-something years old. Now we're blamed for that. No, you will not blame us for that. If this guy claimed he was a Tea Partier and ran American flags up to the top of the pole every day, it's still not my fault what somebody else does. But to claim that this freak represents true conservatives is a fraud and a stinking joke. I'm going to go to our phone line system here, 877-789-ALEX. Let's talk to Mark in Texas and then JB. Mark, you're on the air with Sheriff Richard Mack. Okay, he's gone.
How are you?
Okay,
are you,
Mark,
today?
You there? Yeah.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. Do you all know about Joe Zamudio, the hero that ran into the action and subdued the gunman? He had a gun on him. Yeah, I seen him on Fox News today, and they didn't know that at first. But when they found out, I mean, their jaws just dropped to the ground. And I'm sure they're going to try to bury this guy. I couldn't find him anywhere else. But he's on a YouTube video with Geraldo, did an interview with him. So you might want to check that out.
And yeah, I'm glad you called, because I heard them say a man with a gun subdued him. And then we've been looking for days, and it's so buried we can't find it. Oh, we have it? Okay, well, then I'll take it if you got it. And if you got the Geraldo, we'll post it on InfoWars or Prison Planet. But they've really been trying to bury that, haven't they, Sheriff Max?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did. They tried to bury it. However, he was just a little bit late getting there with his gun. They actually were trying to report that he had a gun, but it wasn't loaded. No, I don't believe that's the case. What happened is he went into the store and heard the shooting and went back out there, and then I think the suspect was reloading at the time, trying to put in another clip, and that's when the guy decided to tackle him, and then somebody helped him, and then a third person came over and sat on him as well. But what I would say, if any of the Tea Party people I know, and I've talked over at 100 Tea Parties across this country in the last year and a half, not once did anybody ever mention that we should kill politicians, that we should kill anybody, that this was a call to arms. No one has ever talked about that, Alex, at any of the Tea Party groups ever. They want, yes, they're mad, they're frustrated, but all they want is their Constitution back, and they want the politicians who swear an oath to actually follow the Constitution to pretend to do it sometimes, and they're sick and tired of watching this corruption, and they want some answers, and they want a change in our country. That's all they're asking for.
Okay, local radio is reporting that gunman was shot by defender in the crowd, and we have Fox News' Shepard Smith now reporting this, so our webmasters are going to get it up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But if they have successfully kept it quiet that the guy actually shot him, or that may be a misreport. Sheriff Mack, again, you've got that he only came out and helped tackle him but didn't use his gun?
Correct. That's the story I've got at this point. I think this comes back to a point you were making earlier. This idiot, this lunatic, thought he was going to be shot. He knows that people have guns in Arizona. He knows people have guns in Tucson. He expected to be that there would be security. He expected that after he got four or five off, that somebody was going to shoot him. This was his way to go out in a blaze of glory. He expected to be assassinated, and
you imagine this spoiled brat living with mommy and daddy at 22? Can you imagine what he's going to like, a Supermax and then lethal injection?
Yeah, exactly.
But, yeah. You know, he is so crazy, maybe he needs to just be in a mental institution. I mean, he's clearly completely a fruitcake.
Well, the people in his class at Pima Community College had reported him to the school and teachers and security and others, saying this guy's a kook, he's violent, he's crazy, get him out of here. They took action, but law enforcement, I guess, never did.
Well, they went to his house, and they promised to put him in psychiatric care. And if they did put him on the serotonin reuptake inhibitors, it's on the drug insert. It can trigger psychotic violent breaks. Sheriff Mack, stay there, my friend. More calls straight ahead from JB, Sean, and many others. Randy, Joe, Mark, Amy, you name it.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, January 10th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $1,367.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,402.91, $701.45 for a half ounce, or $350.73 for the quarter ounce. That's $1,402.91, $701.45, or $350.73.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
Within 2 years, the United Nations estimates there'll be 7 billion people on this globe. In fact, I have the latest National Geographic here. Population 7 billion. How your world will change. What, with a couple hundred million more people? Well, it won't change. Except they want to sell you on humans being bad, humans being evil. We've shown you all these environmental ads where it shows young school children who won't submit to carbon tax, so their teacher murders them. There's this anti-human, pro-death, obsession with death, nihilistic movement being pushed by the so-called environmentalists who are really eugenicists. And that's the article we haven't written yet for Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. That's the story we haven't gotten to yet, is that they're the ones promoting the culture of death. And I don't even call them liberals. They're just fascist, death-loving, death-pushing control freaks posing as liberals. Now, we've got Larry Pratt popping in, but I will get to JB, Sean, John, Joe, Randy, Mark, Amy. I'm going to get to all of you. We're going into a full fourth hour of overdrive. I'll also have a message to the gun grabbers and the globalists. I have this article I want to read in its entirety. Talk about piercing research. I want to get my crew on this. Top U.S. federal judge assassinated after threat to Obama agenda. When I learned what Judge Roll was doing on a key executive order with Obama and the executive order 13528 dealing with the 10 FEMA governors, this judge was really on target. And then talking to Sheriff Mack, how he was a pro-Second Amendment patriot, I tell you, this whole thing stinks worse and worse by the minute. Sheriff Mack, let's finish up our talk with Judge Roll and how important he was to you. He's in all your books. You talked about him in one of your speeches you gave out in California with yours truly. You talked about him every time you come on this show. You really admired him as one of the few good federal judges. And then magically, he's dead. And by this guy running around saying he was under mind control.
Yeah, the coincidences just keep piling up. And after you get to 10 or 15 of them, you know, maybe they weren't coincidences. Very rarely do things happen in our government today that are just coincidence. However, be that as it may, Judge John Roe was a good man. In my very first book, we dedicate a lot of it to what he did and said. On page 19, his ruling is quoted. I've never seen any judge be more forthright and constitutional in a ruling in my life. I've been around a lot of judges, probably hundreds, but I've never seen anybody stand for foundational American principles like this man did. If it wasn't for him, I would not have made it through this. His decisions propelled me to the Supreme Court, and a lot of what he said in the original was used then. One thing, when I was testifying at the district court level, which was the only place any of the sheriffs involved in this testified, was at the district court. In his courtroom, I was testifying, and the lawyer for the federal government was attacking me and cross-examining me, and then she turned to the judge and said, and Larry Pratt can back this up, too, about the statistics that the federal government was using. She said, Your Honor, in the first 4 months, the Brady Bill has prevented 250,000 felons from gaining access to guns in this country. And then he stopped her, and he said, Counselor, do not try to pretend in this courtroom that your statistical analysis somehow equates to constitutionality. And then that is how Scalia, in his ultimate ruling, said no case-by-case weighing of the burdens or benefits is necessary. Such commands are fundamentally incompatible with our constitutional system of dual sovereignty. In other words, talking about state sovereignty, that the states are not subject to federal direction. And this whole thing is so principled that I had to put it in these books. And, of course, Judge John Roll is mentioned in every one of them. And now he's dead.
Amazing. And folks can find out more about those books at your website. Invaluable information. You've got some of your latest books on how to educate sheriffs and county commissioners about their proper role against the federal slash international takeover at sheriffmack.com. And Sheriff, we really look forward to speaking to you again in the near future. And be safe out there.
Thanks so much, Alex. I appreciate that. And the two books specifically that deal with Judge Roll are The Victory for State Sovereignty. You can get that for just a couple of bucks on the website. And then, of course, From My Cold Dead Fingers, Why America Needs Guns. And Judge Roll plays a big part in both of those.
Absolutely. All right, Sheriff Richard Mack, wanted the Supreme Court for our Second Amendment. We'll talk to you again soon. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt, who heads up Gun Owners of America in the aftermath of these killings.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that there's a secret group that has been trying to destroy all ordered government, eliminate private property, abolish inheritance, rid the nation of patriotism and the family, abolish religion, and establish a world government? We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening and more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Just call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine. It's free. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The people that call themselves the left are not liberals. Oh, they've got grassroots, well-meaning people in the streets. Just like there are some Republicans that support the Patriot Act and torture, they're just weak-minded idiots. But they're not conservatives. George Washington would slap them upside the head. But we have a guy who had multiple personalities, clearly, was completely insane, called for violence. Police went to his house but didn't search it. He dressed up like the Grim Reaper and burned American flags. He admired the Communist Manifesto as his favorite book. He was into drugs. All his friends all over the news said he was an extreme liberal, hardcore liberal. But it doesn't matter. The MSNBC, Chris Matthews, others, Keith Olbermann are blaming Ayn Rand. I mean, if they can go after that lady, they can go after anybody. I mean, they want to shut down free speech. And I've got the legislation here. They had this stuff already written. They say that any symbol or any statement that could provoke someone else, banned. That's no more First Amendment. It's gone. Same way they've done it in Europe. They've got bills introduced. Here's what American The New American Magazine says ATF plans gun registration in border states. Just arbitrarily. It's all happening. And as if that isn't bad enough. Leftists attack parents of murdered nine-year-old. The classy parents came out and said, don't use our daughter's death to restrict the Second Amendment and free speech. We played the clip earlier. The father starts crying. He says there's always going to be random nuts. He understands that Mexico's had upwards of 30,000 deaths now in the last 2 years. It was 28,000 just a few months ago. It's almost over 30,000 now. A lot of them, mayors, police chiefs, you name it. Total gun ban, worst crime rate in the world, most dangerous place to be a cop in the world or a member of government. That's on record. That's not debatable. In our article we wrote Saturday, we have links to the State Department's own admissions. And there's got to be a response. I think the Ayn Rand Foundation, that's pretty powerful, should probably go after the Southern Poverty Law Center and MSNBC, trying to blame the murder of this little girl on them. I mean, that's crazy. David Icke, the New Age UFO guy. I mean, no one could call him a right winger. They called him an extreme right winger. I mean, I think he's got some litigation here. We've got to stand up to these people. It's like when they said, if you don't like government-run health care, you're a racist. That's invoking hate. But I don't say take their free speech away. I've got my free speech to point out how asinine they are and how they're playing racial politics. But now AOL and others are attacking Christine Taylor Greene's parents and really going, I can't even read this stuff on air. This article needs to get out to everybody. Leftists attack parents of murdered nine-year-old. And now I found all these other news articles where the left was going after Representative Gabrielle Giffords because she voted against Nancy Pelosi. She was pro-Second Amendment, pro-border control. And we've got a video coming up later if we have time where she told Fox News the day before she was killed, shot in the head, and the federal judge killed before she was wounded, that we need to get rid of the left-right paradigm and follow the Constitution and cut government. Very suspicious. I want to go to the chairman of Gun Owners of America. He joins us now, executive director of Gun Owners of America, gunowners.org, and former member of the Virginia House of Delegates, Larry Pratt, to get his take on this, to quickly cover the full spectrum of what we're facing with these people.
Hi, Alex. Gee, it's good to be with you again. Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to be here. If there was ever a good to have you, if there was ever any doubt that these so-called Democrats hate the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, I mean, they are really going after freedom now in the wake of this shooting by this cross-dressing Grim Reaper.
They really would like to intimidate us even before any legislation might be pushed into silence. And I'm not buying it. When they ask the question, I have told reporters already today, it's hypocrisy itself to even ask that question. Surely you know that when it was so funny to have a movie made, How to Assassinate President Bush, President Clinton didn't have a word to say about that. But when we have a pro-Second Amendment rally on April 19th, he's tutting us about watching our tone. Give me a break. So my answer to them is, for every politician that would like to come up with an anti-gun law like Carolyn
McCarthy,
thanks, I went brain dead, from Long Island, or this colleague of hers, Brady, who wants to silence speech, our answer to them is, we're going to target you in the next election, and we're going to try to take you out. How do you like that choice of words? Oh, you don't like it? Well, why don't you go look on the Southern Poverty Law Center site? Oh, I'm sorry, you can't. They took it down. But they called for getting rid of the 19 Democrats that voted against Pelosi, Giffords included. She needs to be taken out. Hey, come on. This is the way people talk in politics. And to hypocritically turn to Sarah Palin and to the Tea Party and say it was they that did it, I'm sorry, I'm not buying it.
Well, what about Obama saying hundreds of times a speech line he had and still using it last year was, when Republicans bring a knife to an event, we bring guns.
Yeah. Now, I don't think anybody really expected to see Obama with a gun in his hand. Probably wouldn't know which end of it to hold. But, you know, we understood. He's speaking metaphorically. He's trying to rile up his base. He's trying to use Alinskyite communist tactics to divide the country, but not literally. He's not talking about that.
Well, I'm getting really creeped out. Now Chip Berlett has gone on Democracy Now! And blamed myself and Ron Paul for this stuff. Everybody knows that Ron Paul and I and others, we are part of a revolution restoring our republic, and we're against violence. We're going to win this thing as long as we can keep it nonviolent. But then I have all these Democratic operatives, I know you've seen it, Robert Shapiro and others, saying, gee, Obama needs some kind of violence against the government to look like the victim.
You know, the old dame that wrote, the co-author, Cloward Piven Strategy, she's like 78 years old. She was one of the lecturers at the Socialist Scholars Conferences that Obama attended while he was at Columbia in the year or two after he had graduated. She has called, now is the time for violent revolution. So somebody who had designed a strategy such as the financial meltdown that we had to collapse the system, I guess she figures that, well, maybe they've collapsed it enough, now it's time for violence. At the heart of every socialist, even the so-called peaceful ones like Michael Harrington, well, if conditions are appropriate, violence would be okay. I don't think we should do it now in America, Michael Harrington said. Well, now Francis Fox Piven thinks that it would be appropriate. So that's something that's a dirty little secret, is that the violence that gets committed in this country and around the world is committed by left-wing operatives and left-wing...
Well, wait a minute. We've suddenly seen all these videos, British government-funded, showing a teacher murdering nine-year-olds in her class if they don't accept carbon taxes. And we've seen one of the IPCC authors come out with all these other professors and say, we need fascism. We need to kill people that don't go along with our environmental takeover. We need to get rid of democracy. I mean, they're out in the open. They praise Mao Zedong.
Well, thank God for the Attorney General of Virginia, Cuccinelli, who is litigating against the University of Virginia, where one of the climate fraudsters worked for a while, to get those records so that he can further expose, if indeed there is evidence of it, what kind of fraudsters they were. And I think these people are getting desperate because programs like you enable people like me and many others to communicate with the American people, and they don't have an information monopoly. That's why we're hearing all about these First Amendment shutdown laws, because they don't know what else to do. They know they can't win a debate. The only thing they can do is to call us racist. By the way, I am jealous that you were singled out by Berlet and I wasn't included. I mean, you got to be really proud that you were bookended with Rand Paul. Now, that's pretty good stuff.
Yeah, but, I mean, let's take Rand Paul. They claimed he kidnapped a woman. Wasn't true. They claimed he wasn't a medical doctor. Wasn't true. They claimed he was against the Civil Rights Act when his satellite's cutting out. And he says, excuse me, what'd you say? And he says, no, I'm not for getting rid of it. Oh, yes, I hear you. No, I'm not for getting rid of it. And then they ran with a transcript saying, yes, I'm for getting rid of it, when clearly he didn't say that. But the good news is 10 years ago, Larry, that would have worked, that full court press demonization. Instead, it made him get a boost in the polls when they put out the lies. And that's what I think they don't realize. They're out of ammo, to use that type of analogy. They're out of ammo now, and no one trusts them. No one believes them. And the fact that they would attack this poor dad and mom that said, don't use our daughter to take more freedoms, the fact that they would do that, they are just monsters. And they're monsters. More and more, they're showing it because they're throwing a fit. They know they're losing. They know. I mean, look at the polls. 80%+ want to abolish or audit the Fed now. Larry, as you know, 5-10 years ago, 1 out of 100, 1 out of 50 didn't know about the Federal Reserve. I mean, in your decades fighting for liberty, what type of change have you seen?
Well, it's the same in the Second Amendment arena. We've seen a steadily increasing support for general gun ownership, opposition to banning handguns, and opposition to restrictions when people don't even know what gun control normally means. They just will ask, they'd be asked, do you support gun control? Well, that's like saying, do you support the Constitution? Well, it'd help if you've read it. You know,
it's like saying, do you support controlling your automobile when you go down the highway? 99% would say yes, but they mean we're going to take your car away from you, car control.
That's exactly a great analogy. And so that's what we're dealing with, and I think we've been successfully across the Freedom Front, some more than others, some battles better than others. We're pushing them back, and you're right, they're going crazy, but they're reacting to this tragedy the way vultures react to carrion. They see a dead body, and oh, it's time to have more gun control, it's time to have more speech control.
Oh, that's a new term. Have you seen it? Tragedy vultures.
I love it. We'll use that from here on, because that's what they are. They are despicable people. They want to take away our freedom. Carolyn McCarthy would like the rest of the country to be as defenseless as her poor husband was when he was being executed on a train where nobody was allowed to have a gun. Of course, the gunman, he thought that was a pretty good idea and brought his gun into the gun-free zone and killed a bunch of people. And she wants to impose that kind of compulsory victimization, victimhood, on the rest of the country.
And by the way, that was an admitted race crime. He wanted to kill white people, but that's something they kept quiet. Same thing with this Major Hassan.
Right.
The same CNN reporters, there's a big article out, and New York Times reporters said, oh, don't make it about what group he was with. Let's not politicize this, all these dead people. So, see, they're just despicable.
And they don't. They've never said anything about Islam. When you go back to the Robert Kennedy assassination, that arguably was the first act of jihad in the United States, certainly in that century anyway, because that's exactly what that disgruntled Palestinian was doing. And the only people that didn't find out about it were the American people, because the media sat on it, and then they could sit on things. You know, only in the last few years with the Internet and talk radio are we able to find out things like that. Oh, the world is more interesting than we thought.
Well, and of course, going back, it's funny, the Sirhan, there's two ways to look at it. The first act of jihad, or, as the coroner said, somebody else had shot from behind almost at point-blank range. We were talking about that earlier, dealing with mind control. Larry Pratt, where do you see this going? Because you've got a pro-gun Democrat shot in the head, thank God lived, and she's responding, and I think she'll make almost a complete recovery. We can all cross our fingers and say a prayer. But this Judge Roll, he was the guy that, for those that don't know, who delivered the big Brady bill victory with Sheriff Richard Mack. I mean, if this guy was a right-wing Tea Partier, when he's not dressed up like the Grim Reaper or devil-worshipping or dressed up like a woman, stoned out of his gourd playing video games. I mean, there's no evidence he's a conservative, but let's just say he is, because it's more fun that way. But, I mean, if he was going out to kill left-wingers, boy, he sure found the wrong ones.
Yeah, exactly. Now, I don't think this is going to go. After Virginia Tech, the issue had pretty well settled down, and then the NRA went wobbly. Again, a Carolyn McCarthy bill. This time, because the NRA endorsed so many of these so-called blue dogs, including Giffords, but she only got a D on our rating. She told you she was pro-Second Amendment, but don't look at how I vote, you know. And so we backed her opponent, and she's a lovely lady, but that's not the qualification for being in Congress. And we backed a number of the upstarts of the insurgents who took out a lot of these so-called blue dog Democrats that were demonstrably lapdogs for Nancy Pelosi. Well, the NRA endorsed all of those people, and they are now in kind of the doghouse with Boehner and Cantor, and it gave them a chance to see that, oh, the NRA is not really our friend, not the friend of the Second Amendment either. So I honestly believe that now if the NRA wants to go wobbly on this, the leadership's not going to listen to them. They've lost their credit.
Well, the pendulum's swinging, not just on the Second Amendment. I see abortion statistics. You go back to Roe v. Wade, it was about, on average, 55-45, 55% pro-abortion, 45% against, because they used lies in the media and said it's a blob of tissue. Now I see the numbers a decade ago flipped, 55 against, 45 4. Now I see numbers of over 70% and over 80% with people under 20. I mean, it just isn't working anymore.
Because on the Internet, you can see pictures of aborted babies, and it's pretty grisly stuff. And you also have the increasing use of sonograms so that the mother considering an abortion can see that, oh, that doesn't look like a glob of conception to me. That looks like a baby. So, yeah, there's all kinds of areas where we're pushing back, and I think it's an exciting time. And I'm, you know, in a way, I'm glad that McCarthy and some of these others are attacking because it gives us a chance to duke it out with them. I think we can. This is the way we're going to beat them in the arena of the debate of ideas. They lose, and the only card they've got left is their race card, their right-wing extremist card. And the message that comes back electronically is, I'm sorry, but your card has expired. I'm not able to accept it.
Yeah, people aren't buying it anymore. We're going to come back. I want to get your take. I want to read some of this, where AOL has a column attacking the parents of the dead girl. I mean, if there is no end to the indecency, the lowlifeness of these slimy collectivist trash people. Who just hate the Second Amendment. They're so domesticated. They were brought up so weak that they're scared of guns. They're scared of private property. They're scared of the family.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going into a full hour of overdrive, and all of you that are patiently holding at 800-259-9231 will get you up and on the air. Also, our phone system, 877-789-ALEX. is the number here. Open phones and a recapping of all the news and developments. There's been some big new developments with Democracy Now demonizing Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Alex Jones. It's all our fault. Yeah, we dare criticize all the corruption. But going back to Larry Pratt, I'm seeing a lot of bizarre activity. Here's the headline. Leftists attack parents of murdered nine-year-old. The dignity and class of the parents of Christina Taylor Greene does not fit neatly into the partisan political script. And then it goes into an article in AOL by Jeannie Sager attacking the family and saying they don't deserve to be parents.
Wow.
I mean.
So that means that if they have any other children, the social worker should come and grab the children out of that home. That's really what they're saying. What lovely people. Rather than say, hey, you know, this guy just wants to be, this family wants to be left alone. It's bad enough that their daughter was killed by a monster, and now they have to put up with a bunch of vultures?
And that's all they're saying. They're going, there's always going to be crazies. There's almost 7 billion people. There's 310 million in this country. You're going to have bad stuff happen. 300,000 die a year in car wrecks. We don't stop driving cars. I mean, sorry she's dead. But that's not the Second Amendment's fault.
Exactly right. In fact, the problem is that nobody at the scene of the crime had a gun. There was a guy that came onto the scene from a nearby store, but by the time he got there, the puke was already down, and he helped to subdue the guy. But nobody who might have been able to actually respond while the 10 to 12 seconds were elapsing,
yeah.
Nobody there had a gun.
I got to tell you, it's a good thing I'm not a cop, and it's a good thing I wasn't there, because it's not like I'm some tough guy. But if I saw dead people for no reason and a shot kid, I mean,
on top of that, Alex, when all this was happening and this guy was being subdued, he was trying to load another magazine, fresh rounds, into his gun. So he wanted to keep on killing. There would have been every reason to take him out of the gene pool right at that moment.
No, I agree. I just can't imagine people that get off on senseless murder. And you know, it's a growing subculture that's into death and dressing in black and all these songs about how great murdering children is. And you know what? He's going to find out in a supermax prison what evil's really like, though.
Hopefully he won't be there too long. I hope they're going to take him on a gurney and shoot him up. He likes to put stuff into his body. Well, they can do that for him.
Larry Pratt, gunowners.org, invaluable information there. Now's the time for folks to get your free email alerts or become members, because we better believe the new assault they already announced. Oh, you know, I know you got to go to another interview in 1 minute. What about this ATF de facto registration in the Southwest?
It's actually blown up in their face. It looks like some of the guns that some of the ATF agents were sending south of the border with informants, one of them may well have been the gun that was used to kill the Border Patrol agent, but they've been trying to run up the numbers so that they can trace more guns that have come from the United States. Well, some of those numbers then apparently are coming from ATF themselves. That's what kind of sleaze these people are.
Absolutely. Well, a Navy SEAL got caught selling hand grenades to the Mexican mafia, but that's not the Navy's fault. I mean, that's a criminal.
Exactly.
All right, Larry Pratt, thank you for spending time with us. We'll continue to check in with you as this unfolds.
Looking forward to it, Alex.
Looking forward to talking to you. Hour number 4, straight ahead, live worldwide, Monday, January 10th, 2011. Stay with us.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.